It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. This morning's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander will have this morning's report coming right up. Do you know one of the greatest assets successful progressive farmers use to improve their bottom lines each year? Well, it's how they approach precision agriculture and how they get all they can out of the data they collect from their fields. There is a program coming up at the end of the month to help you producers with the latest precision ag and data analysis techniques to help you save time and money and optimize your return on investment. The Farm Progress Tech Forum is set for November 27th and 28th at the Marriott Conference Center at Iowa City, Iowa. We'll be there, and we hope to see you at the Farm Progress Tech Forum. You can learn and be inspired with all of the conference sessions and workshops taught by precision ag industry leaders and university educators. And there's a hands-on section, too. Go to the website to get all of the information and to register. The website, farmprogresstechforum.com. Steve?
Thank you, Max. Max is away from his microphone to attend the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. The elections are over, and if you voted, I hope that things went the way you wanted them to. If you did not vote, well, any complaining you have planned may fall on deaf ears. There were some notable firsts in the election. Kansas elected the nation's first LGBT and Native American woman to Congress. In Michigan and Minnesota, two women who were elected to Congress will be the first Muslim women to serve. In Colorado, the first openly gay governor was elected. Diana Rahner won't be Illinois' first lady much longer because her husband was defeated in yesterday's election. But that isn't stopping her from asking you for socks. Yes, socks. She's encouraging the sending of greeting cards and socks to service members as part of the 2018 Holiday Hero Drive. The holiday cards and the socks will be delivered to Illinois service members, whether overseas or stateside. Not just any socks. She is asking for boot socks in colors tan or black. Well, yeah, they have to be new, of course. Another mess for the Catholic Church. The Sioux City, Iowa diocese issued an apology for covering up a priest's sexual abuse of boys for decades. An AP investigation found that in 1986, when the Reverend Jerome Coyle admitted to then-Bishop Lawrence Soanes to having sexually abused 50 boys over a 20-year period, Coyle was sent to a treatment program in New Mexico, and nary a word of his crimes was mentioned. The archdiocese now says that was wrong. It should have notified parishes where Coyle had worked and asked victims to come forward. I have the unpleasant task of telling you about another fatal farm tractor accident, this one in Michigan, about 70 miles northwest of Detroit on a farm near the town of Burt. An 82-year-old man was working on a tractor in a barn when it started and kicked into gear and dragged the man for 400 to 500 yards before he was run over. Matthew Marsluft died instantly. His son, working in a nearby field, saw the commotion, stopped the tractor, and found his dad. Please be careful out there. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.